Closing the Deal. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. Both candidates in the runoff to represent Georgia in the U.S. Senate are trying to get their voters to the polls Tuesday. Senator Raphael Warnock, the incumbent Democrat, campaigned in Gainesville Sunday.
They don't want working people to vote. Working class people to vote. Could it be because they don't have a message for working class people? And so they appealed the ruling and we won, and then they appealed the ruling again and we won again.
His Republican opponent, Herschel Walker, campaigned in Loganville discussing crime and making sure convicts serve their full sentence.
Maybe it's time to hold people to responsibility when they commit a crime instead of letting them out. Because then, as you letting people out of prison, we become prisoners in our own home. So the only one running free are the prisoners.
More than 1 million Georgians cast a ballot in early voting. With less than 2 weeks to go before the December 16th government funding deadline, lawmakers continue to hammer out details. Speaking Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic Congressman Pete Aguilar of California weighs in about the importance of the situation.
The number one goal is to fund government, and we're going to have to rely on reasonable Republicans to help us do that because so much is at stake.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday that the U.S. will maintain strong support for Israel, despite deep differences with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the path to peace in the region. U.S. officials have previously expressed concerns over Netanyahu appointees who hold anti-Arab and anti-gay perspectives. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
It's welcome back to three Chinese astronauts who've been far from home for the past 6 months. Fox's Karen McHugh has the story.
The trio touched down in the Gobi Desert Sunday. They've been spending their time working on the construction of Tiangong Station, China's ambitious outpost in space. The orbiting station is China's answer to the International Space Station, part of Beijing's official plan for a permanent human presence in orbit. The three astronauts, now back on Earth, were part of the Shenzhou 14 mission, which launched in June. Three other Chinese astros lifted off this past Tuesday. They'll work on completing the construction of Tiangong. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The lights are out for tens of thousands of people across parts of North Carolina after someone opened fire on two power substations. The shooting is being investigated as a criminal act against critical infrastructure. Authorities have not yet determined a motive for the shooting. An Ohio man's newly purchased home came with an unexpected and unwanted extra. Fox's Kevin Uritsky has the story.
The unidentified homebuyer of the Cleveland Heights area house called police Saturday to let them know he found a body decomposing in the basement. Authorities transported the body to the medical examiner's office, where it was identified as the home's previous owner, 71-year-old Nina Fielden. There's no word on the cause of death. The investigation continues. The new homeowner had bought the house via a sheriff's department sale. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Former big league slugger Fred McGriff elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown Sunday. He was chosen over Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling, who were previously passed over due to allegations of performance-enhancing drug use and racist remarks. I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.